North Carolina's Environment Agency is objecting to a proposed federal rule that would limit greenhouse gas emissions from the state's power plants. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
This is the Obama administration's big climate change rule announced in June. It requires North Carolina power plants to average about 40% less carbon emissions for each unit of energy they produce by 2030. Governor Pat McCrory joined eight other Republican governors in a letter to the president opposing the rule, arguing it would effectively ban coal and hurt the economy. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources has also objected, but for a different reason. Energy policy advisor Don Vandervaart believes the rule is an overreach and will fall to court challenges.
We'd be opposing it because we would be concerned that, so many of these building blocks are going to ultimately be struck down that we're wasting a lot of money.
State environment officials want the EPA to delay the rule until some of those court challenges finish. And Vandervaart says if it's not allowed to wait out the lawsuits, the state may join in. Vandervaart says North Carolina has lost money over the past few years when courts have rolled back other EPA rules. Luis Martinez, an Asheville-based attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, argues the rule will stand.
Obviously, anything that EPA does is challenged by industry. That's become now the norm and it's expected. But on these issues, on climate change in particular, the EPA has a string of wins.
And Martinez says even if the courts demand some changes, states will end up with cleaner air rather than a large bill. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.